This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here if you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by ProXPN. We'll tell you more about what that is here in a moment. 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We had Jerry on the line. He actually is. He did hang through the news, and I'm grateful for that. I want to jump back into his phone call. Because, Jerry, you were saying that you're a former, it sounded like you're a former law enforcement. We didn't really explore that aspect yet. But you were talking about how you consider felony drug possession to be a non-victimless crime, and that it is a crime that has a victim. And you talked about drug dealers. Go ahead.
Society has victims. The analogy I will use for that argument, again, that's not the reason why I called, but since we've got into the conversation, the analogy for that requirement or for that particular issue is the fact that if you recall when we had the Great Prohibition in this country, alcohol was forbidden. Now, I don't, again, whether that prohibition was justified or not was not the issue, much like I'm not going to argue whether marijuana should or should not be criminally prosecuted. But the reality of the fact is today, as it stands, it is the law of the land. And just like prohibition, there were a lot of ancillary violent acts that occurred because of the illegal activities that were being performed in order to smuggle these substances back and forth across state lines and whatnot. The same type of violence occurs when it comes to illegal drugs.
So true.
I'm not
so
gonna
we agree.
With the legal aspect, I'm going to argue the fact that it is the law of the land as it currently
right.
is.
So we agree, not the whole land, right?
Yeah, and it does cause, but that's not the real reason why I called. The real
right.
reason
I got you, but
we can get to your real reason here
so
in a moment.
We do agree that the war on drugs, the prohibition of marijuana and other substances, causes societal crimes. I mean, causes people to do bad things for whatever reason. Now, the law of the land thing is kind of a, when you look historically, laws can be good or bad. There are such things as bad laws. You would agree that the Fugitive Slave Act was a bad law, right?
Correct.
So even though it was the law of the land, you wouldn't be willing to give up a fugitive slave that came asking you for some kind of being hid or sucker or some kind of solace in whatever way, right?
That is correct. Let's put it this way. I would not break that law. No, sir, I would not. Much like, and again, let me get to my original point just to tie it all together. Much like your scenario with these illegals that are being held by CBP and the substandard portrayal of how they are kept in confinement. Let me just give you this analogy. If a family showed up at your home on a promise that they were good people and that they planned on making a good, honest living for themselves and that they were running from political asylum in another country and walked into your house and demanded you give them your bed and that you buy all the sanitary napkins for the females of the family and you feed them what they consider to be standard food, yet it's better than what you actually eat, would you foot the bill for all that without a moment's hesitation?
I think we're
question,
mixing
is,
our analogies here. We've said
no,
that we believe
no,
that welfare...
So the reality of the matter is that these people have showed up uninvited, much like that family has showed up...
Oh, no, I'm inviting them. Please, come. Anybody who wants a better life for yourself, please come here and make a better life for yourself.
Well, and again, but do you not have the... Again, would you not use due diligence... Do you let perfect strangers just come through your doorway in your home? Do you have a
See, that's just the thing. Your analogy is screwed up because you're talking about private property and your rights on private property versus the idea of people coming generally to an area.
I'm talking about the law again. And the law,
well, the law stinks. We've already said that. We've already looked at that. Are you willing to put me in jail?
To the law of the land on immigration. Until the
right,
law
I understand.
That they can come through without a vetting process you can't just open the borders up because...
Why not? The country had open borders for years and everything was fine.
I agree with you that there are some good folks who get educated here.
There are a lot of them.
Probably would be great.
Jerry, I'd like to go back to something that you said. I understand where you're coming from on immigration. I want to go back to something you kind of glossed over a moment ago, and that was Mark's question about the Fugitive Slave Act. Maybe I misunderstood what you said. You said you would not obey, or you said you would obey the fugitive slave laws, right? So you,
whatever the law was, yes, sir.
So just to be clear,
because resistance to tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, my friend.
Jerry, wait a minute. Just to be clear, you're saying that if it were the law that you would return an escaped slave if you came into contact with that person, you would go ahead and return
them. If the law said that I could do what I wanted to do on my own conscience, that would be a wonderful place. That would be called utopia. But unfortunately, we have people in our society who, in fact, make poor decisions and
yeah, they're called politicians and people that listen to them.
How can you live with yourself?
Laws are morality of
no
morality.
Sir, laws are words written down on paper by liars and thieves.
Thanks, Jerry, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck out there with finding a moral code on your own volition.
Can you imagine? That guy got on national radio and said that he would return a black person to their white owner because it was the law.
Well, you know, I guess if it were the law that you just go ahead and execute the black person right there on site, he'd have done that too.
I don't think the color is particularly relevant, but I mean, good Lord in heaven, this is the question you need to ask yourself when you say we're a nation of laws. No, we're not. We're not a nation of laws. If that was true, Charlie Rangel, when he didn't pay his taxes for years and years and years, would have gone to prison. By the way, he's a black guy. So it's not about color on this. It's really it's about people thinking for themselves. If you let politicians think for you, these people, politician is synonymous for crook.
Yeah, you might as well just throw away any shred of humanity that you have if you're allowing politicians to think for you. If whatever it is that they write down on a piece of paper and call legislation and then call a bill, you know, call a law or a statute, if you let that rule you, if you let that determine your morality, that if you believe that what is legal and what is the law is morality, that's so twisted. There have been so many immoral laws over time, and so many of them are still in existence today. I mean, he seemed to understand that prohibition causes certain problems. You know, he seemed to grasp that during alcohol prohibition, there were problems with gangs and violence, murder, all kinds of corruption, and that's been duplicated now with drug prohibition. So it's wrong to take someone who is like you, a human being, who may or may not have a problem with drugs, and put them in a prison cell for it. That's just plain old wrong any way you slice it. You can make all the arguments you want about how bad you think drugs are, but ultimately it's that other person's body, and they should be able to do what they would like with it. In the same way that if you like to eat a good juicy hamburger and some french fries, that nobody should be able to put you in a prison cell for that either. But believe you me, there are people who would like to outlaw certain types of food in this country.
Meat's murder.
Sure, there are people that believe that. And those people, when you write a law against something, that means you're backing it up with a gun. You and your opinion will be backed up by men with guns who will put people in cages for breaking that law.
And I'm not saying that I don't think that there are certain things that we need armed people to enforce. But good Lord, people possessing the flower of a plant?
The freedom to travel, the ability to possess a flower or a chemical, these are what should be the rights that you possess as a human being. If you want to go from point A to point B, as long as you're welcome at point B,
and the places in between, right?
Yeah, and you know, well, if you're flying over them, that should be fine too. But as long as you're welcome where it is you're going, then no one should have any say in it. No government bureaucrat sitting behind a desk with a bunch of rules and regulations should have any decision-making factor over
your
freedoms. But they do, and it's sick. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Now, whether you want to talk about immigration or prohibition, anything goes here. Or maybe you want to tell us why you thought the fugitive slave laws were really moral. 855-450-FREE. I'd love to get into more detail on that. Where is the morality exactly in the fugitive slave law to require people to return escaped slaves to the custody of their master? Oh, that's moral? How is that exactly? I'd love to know about your moral code. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You just dial on in toll-free, and we'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got a full board of calls, and people are all over the map on what they want to discuss, which is totally fine with us. The toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. And you can also get on via Skype. Our Skype, no one's using Skype right now. You can get on via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you will sound better than probably everybody that calls on the phones tonight. So try that out, too, when you get a chance. Something else you should also try is Bitcoin. We've talked a lot about Bitcoin over the years here on Free Talk Live, and it's an amazing technology that is really revolutionizing how money works, taking it out of the hands of banks and governments and putting money into the hands of you, the people. And it's awesome. I mean, I highly recommend learning more about Bitcoin. And one of the best ways to learn more is to go and meet people in real life.
Yeah, there's a Bitcoin conference going on in Chicago, the North American Bitcoin Conference. This is the first Bitcoin conference that I know of that has gone on in the Midwest. So if you're in the Midwest, hey, it's an opportunity to come to the city and check it out. It's going to be at Chicago's McCormick Place South Building on July the 19th and 20th. We'll be there doing Free Talk Live, and there'll be lots of other speakers too. Tony Gallippi of BitPay, which is a company that allows your business to take bitcoins without any difficulty. Roger Ver, known as Bitcoin Jesus. Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin. Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante. Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet. And Peter Smith of blockchain.info. It's a whole bunch of people speaking about a whole bunch of different aspects of Bitcoin and how it can affect you, your business, your life, how it can change your life, new job opportunities, ways to get wealthy. This is a new space, and a lot of people have gotten wealthy in the Bitcoin space. Get your tickets at btcchicago.com. Obviously, you can pay in Bitcoin. We'd love to see you there July 19th and 20th, Chicago's McCormick Place South Building, btcchicago.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got Dale in Antioch, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Dale.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, Dale. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay. Mark made an interesting supposition. He brought up the fact that laws and morality, I found that in the 20th, well, for a long time, the two don't coincide. I mean, you talk about the Fugitive Slave Act. Sure, there's a lot of people that would just say, well, I was obeying the law, and how could they sleep at night knowing that they'd done something that was morally just bad. I can't get the word out of my mouth.
Yeah, reprehensible, unacceptable.
Yeah, but law... Morals have not been part of laws since they let lawyers start making the laws.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that they haven't been all along. I mean, if you think about, just take a look at Draco's laws. They call law draconian laws bad, but the interesting thing about Draco was his were the first codified written down laws. So you take a look at them. These things benefited the rich, the wealthy, the connected. They've always done that. And it's the trick. It's the trick that they play on middle class and lower class people to say this is a nation of laws.
It is the hugest trick, because they honestly think that the nation of laws is for them, but it's not. It's to keep them from doing the things that will make their lives truly free.
Yep. And think about this. I mean, when was the last time you saw a cop with pulling over a cop car? You know, maybe he rolled through
rare.
We work right out here next to a corner, and police roll through this stop sign just like everybody else rolls through this stop sign. And I've never seen a police officer pull over a police officer. Now, I'm not saying they're rich or connected. Well,
there was that
connected.
One cop who pulled over the cop down in Miami.
He was going 120.
Right. And then the cops came, and then the buddies of the guy who got pulled over came after the female state trooper who had pulled the guy over. So there were some pretty serious consequences, like threatening her and intimidating her.
Yeah, this is what happens when a police officer pulls over a police officer.
So, Dale, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, but keep it up, fellas. Keep it up.
Thanks for the call. Thanks. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're turning to the law to find a moral code for yourself, you've made a huge mistake.
Turn around and go back.
Right, because you've turned over your moral decision-making to thugs and to the friends of thugs, which are the politicians in this case. These people are, and as was pointed out by Dale there, a lot of them are attorneys. And come on.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that the government of the people, by the people, for the people has been replaced by the government.
By the attorneys.
Well, government of the lawyers by the lobbyists for the corporations.
That's pretty much it.
Now, and I don't want to use the term corporation to vilify anybody in business. What I'm saying is that there's...
I'll vilify anyone in business who goes to the government to try to curry favor for themselves over their competition.
Yeah, well, it's hard to argue that.
Which is isn't that the reason why government? Well, I guess there's two reasons why corporations will work with the state. One, they're trying to protect themselves from the aggression of the state, or two, they're trying to use the aggression of the state to protect themselves from the competition of others. So, and while I respect and understand why a corporation would want to protect themselves from the aggressions of the state, I find that when a corporation begins lobbying for its own benefit in that to protect itself, inevitably it seems like they come around to coming up with ideas as to how to protect their business by the use of the government, by crafting laws and lobbying politicians. So, you know, if a company doesn't change into the kind of company that is then using the state for its own purposes, okay, fine.
Well, yeah, but oftentimes they can't compete if they don't. Mm. That's really sort of the arena that they've been put into, is that they don't turn into this rapacious organization that uses lawyers rather than produces just paper and attacks people through the court systems, then they're going to lose in many cases.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We're going all the way across the sea to Norway over in Europe. Hey, Al, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
Good, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, I was watching a crazy video where Mark ran away or yelled at you and you shut off his bike, you meanie.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, though, don't you think it's a little silly to mix agorism and activism?
So to define agorism, agorism is sort of this outside the system, underground operation of business almost, although it could be above ground, but by definition it has to be outside of the system. You don't ask permission to be an agorist. So what were you saying, though, but mixing activism with agorism is a what? Sorry.
I think it's kind of dumb. You don't do an illegal company and then stand there and go, take me, police, you're bad, come get me. If you're going to be an agorist, you got to be kind of sneaky, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that tends to be how agorism has been done. And by the way, Rich Paul, who is the agorist in question here, who was selling cannabis, wasn't asking people to take him. He was selling cannabis quietly and was not doing it as an instance of civil.
Take me.
Right. Oh. So agorism is differentiated from, say, civil disobedience, where civil disobedience is kind of, you do something with the intention of getting arrested. Agorism is doing something with the intention of sort of staying under the radar. I have to agree with you, Al.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a requirement that you stay under the radar as an agorist. Stand by, Al, if you want to continue the discussion here. I think it's just that most agorists do stay under the radar because it's safer that way. I think you could totally do agorism and civil disobedience. I don't think they're exclusive. 855, 453, it's Free Talk Live.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site. You can enjoy them on us. We got a webcam. You can watch and listen and more at cam.freetalklive.com. If you care about online privacy, check out ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data. Everything leaving and entering your computer is encrypted by ProXPN, meaning that your internet service provider is no longer have any clue what you're doing online. Right now, if you're not using ProXPN, your ISP is probably logging every website you visit, logging every search term that you enter, and keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. You can prevent that from happening by going right now to proxpn.com/FTL and downloading their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. If you're a Linux user, setup's a little bit different for Linux, but it's pretty simple. You can get connected through ProXPN and get 20% off of the price of their premium account by using discount code FTL20. That's code FTL20 for the lifetime. You will get that 20%. The lifetime of your account, you'll get the 20% off deal. And if you buy the annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 a month for this incredible privacy protection. Plus, when you sign up for their premium account, you get the ability to privately torrent. You can You have unlimited bandwidth and servers, different servers around the world to which you can connect. ProXVPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits, and you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy, so go and take action at proxvpn.com/FTL and get started with ProXVPN. That's proxvpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL20 and save that 20% for the lifetime of your account. Al is in Norway, and he had called in about this idea of agorism, which, just to kind of define my understanding of it, agorism is to do business in the absence of state regulations, to ignore those state regulations.
Intentionally, with the intent of sort of being free. The idea is that we will compete our way in the marketplace, beyond the necessity for an overarching hierarchical government.
Some would go on to say that agorism must also include the intention of destroying the state eventually, or replacing the state with those agorist businesses.
So,
going out and fixing potholes, for instance, as an agorist road crew.
Can't imagine you're going to make any money doing that.
In order to compete with the state would be, in theory, an agorist thing as well. But I don't think you have to have the intention to destroy the state. I would generally label any sort of underground economy as agorist by its nature. But I think that in order to do what the agorists say they want to do, which is replace and supplant the state out there and, make it so we don't have this one-size-fits-all monopoly that we call the state anymore, which is a goal I support. In order to do that, at some point, the agorists are going to have to come out of the closet.
Not true.
Businesses are going to have to be known about publicly in order for those businesses to get the market share that's necessary to actually replace the services of the state.
So far, the winning lottery ticket of the agorist mindset is Bitcoin. Show me the guy who created Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto is a pseudonym for a person who we don't know who that is. So you do not. You can
try opening a restaurant as an anonymous individual.
Do you think it would really make a difference if you opened a restaurant without some kind of government licensing? I mean, you're not going to disrupt the state for a moment. It's a non-revolutionary act.
Okay. Try running an agorist road crew as, somebody who's anonymous.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
Somebody's got to go fill those potholes in the street, and those people will be targeted.
I'm no fan of agorism, okay?
In the same way that some of the businesses who are operating Bitcoin businesses are being targeted by the state as well.
Some of them are operating, and they're being targeted, but they can't come after them because they don't know who they are.
Al is back with us here in Norway. I wanted to get your thoughts back on here, Al, and give you a little bit more of a chance to respond, so go ahead.
Ian, agorism is vital in places such as Russia or any place else that has a corrupt government. It has to work independently of a government to even work. Without agorism or the black market, the Russians would have starved during the last century. And they sure
I fully support agorism.
Just come out against the government, man. You couldn't go against the Stasi. You didn't go, hey, take me. If you're going to work the black market, you got to kind of keep it on the down low. You cannot combine activism and agorism and get anyone. Do one or the other.
Well, I agree. Right? I mean, you're going to get shut down if you go public.
Right.
I totally agree with you. If you want to make money.
It's a pro-government thing anyway.
What's a pro-government thing? What?
Activism. To do activism, you have to admit the government has the power. Activism to an agorist is just a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. If you want to be profitable and you want to be around for a long time, then don't go public with your agorism. No doubt about it. But at the same time, if you ever want to defeat the state and replace its services, how are you going to do that without being known publicly?
Well, you can do it and die, I guess, but an evil government, you can't do activism against an evil government, and I think...
But isn't the purpose of agorism to replace the state eventually, replace their services with private alternatives?
Or substitute it, or keep people alive during the really dark times.
Thanks for the call tonight, Al. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, if all agorism is just the black market, then that's cool. I'm fine with that, but that's not what the agorists say. Okay.
Well, some agorists say.
Well, there's, okay, so agorism was this concept that was created by Sam Konkin III, as I understand it. This is my understanding of the history of it. And he wrote some sort of treatise about this, and it's sort of held up as this icon of what agorism is supposed to be.
Usually by people who have gotten sick of working inside the political system for change.
And it's held up as this plot of how do we get from here today with this government that we have to a situation where we have a consensual arrangement, where there is not a one-size-fits-all monopoly that rules over all of us and decides how we should live our lives and what we should do to run our businesses and all kind of micro minutia of detail of life. To get to that point, that's what supposedly agorism is, like this revolutionary theory of how to get from point A to point B.
Seems non-revolutionary to me.
Well, I'm not impressed by it or anything like that, Mark. I don't think that agorism is like the solution to freedom, but I don't oppose the idea of doing business without government approval. I fully support the idea of it. I just, you know, what sounded to me like Alan Norway was suggesting that agorism was different from what, say, Sam Konkin would have suggested that it was, that agorism is just being in the black market, selling products and services underground, and If that's all it were, then yes, I would say stay quiet, agorists. Do your business and make your money. But if you want to ever replace the services of the state, which was what I understood agorism to be, if you want to replace the government police, you're going to have to come out of the closet at some point. You're going to have to offer services, like in Detroit, Threat Management Center, great example of a competing service to the government that
but
provides
not
protection.
Agorists. It's just, I mean, they're operating legally.
Well, I don't know what sort of government permission slips that they would need there in Detroit.
I imagine it involves, at the very least, involves an IRS form, right?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Seems unlikely that would be the one industry in the United States that you didn't have to pay income tax on.
But I was just giving you an example of the Threat Management Center is this private company that you can hire to protect you, to protect your business, protect your home, to protect you personally. And they provide services in absence of these state services. The Detroit police have been shutting down operations. They've been closing office hours. They've been restricting office hours. They made it in a few different districts there that you can't even go into the office during non-daylight hours and report anything.
Yeah, the cops don't come out at night. They're not working at night.
So people are handling things differently now. If there's a problem, they deal with it themselves. People are arming up in Detroit. They're arming up with shotguns in their homes. And they're putting a stop to the criminals right there in the moment rather than calling the police. That's a good thing. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, you can't offer a competing protection service quietly, at least to any level of effectiveness, because at some point you're going to have to protect someone from something. And then when you protect that someone from, let's say, an aggressive intruder, you may end up having the body of an aggressive intruder on your hands. And, you know, that thing tends to complicate matters.
At some point, if you provide protection services, you're definitely going to come up against the people who believe they have a monopoly on that.
Then they will probably do something to you that you won't like. So, anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-453. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Lots of different ways to do that. You can actually create the content of the website. What you see on the front page was put there by listeners like you. We had nothing to do with it. All we did was provide the ability for that to be done on our website. And it's also thanks to Reddit.com because we're using subreddit to kind of power the front page of the Free Talk Live site, which means you can submit content, you can vote on content, you can vote up what you like, down what you don't like, and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth-cleaning remedy. Now, it's holistic. It has no poisons or toxins in it. It removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria. And how it does this is it's made of the activated charcoal and bentonite clay. And I've used it many times. I really love this. I just recently was at the dentist, and she commented about my teeth and asked me what I was doing. And I told her about my Magic Mud. She actually wrote it down. Now, this was the hygienist, not the dentist, that did this. But the ingredients in my Magic Mud are used as a dietary supplement, so it doesn't matter if you happen to swallow it. But what I found most amazing right off the bat is this is a really great whitener. Not that kind of chemically whitening thing where you have to leave it on for 20 minutes and God knows what it's doing. This is an all-natural whitener, and it'll get your teeth. In four applications, my teeth were as white as they're supposed to be. They were as clean as they would be from a cleaning at the dentist, and it's amazing. Now, all the surface edges that you can hit with a brush, obviously they're still in the cracks that you can't quite get in there all the way. But I think it's amazing. They call it My Magic Mud for a reason. It's black. When you brush it, it's amazing how this black powder can turn your teeth so white. And it's also really great for cleaning your teeth. And my teeth have never felt cleaner. That gunk you feel like you have when you wake up in the morning, I don't have that anymore from using my Magic Mud. And I assume it's because the little bacteria guys just aren't as prolific as they used to be in my mouth. And I'm going to use this stuff forever. I think it's great. It was created by Jessica Armand. She's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. And she will be at Porkfest this year along with us. That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And there'll be some jars for sale there in Niagara Valley. And she'll be probably letting people try it out. So if you want to purchase a jar today, go to mymagicmud.com. On the website, you can listen to an interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole, where he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. Again, it's mymagicmud.com. Take my word for it. Take Dr. Cole's word for it. Go check him out, mymagicmud.com.
Coming up, a man has been ordered to send his daughter to government school or else. We will tell you about that story. Mark has that to share with us. But first, continuing with your calls and thoughts, we go to Gary, listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk. Excuse me, West Virginia. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
I just wonder if either one of you are aware, I'm sure you are, of all the regulations that President Obama's put on the coal industry. I mean, I am kind of partial living in West Virginia, and coal is our state. Does he not understand that all these regulations that he is putting on the industry, that the grid will not survive without coal? I mean, I'm sure he likes to flip on his light when he goes in the bedroom at night. I just wonder if I could get you guys' thoughts on that.
I think, so coal is one of those things where you can't do the research on the internet very successfully because people are so entrenched on either side.
Yes,
I would say that, you know, the fact is that yes, coal is most of the power in the United States, but I, you know, the other side of it, and obviously people need to be able to sell their items. If you're interfering with people selling whatever it is, their resource that they have, you know, that's not the government's business to do that. However, if I use something to power my house that pollutes the atmosphere, I'm not taking responsibility for the whatever it is that I'm putting out there. It's going into the air. It's going into the commons. It's moving across people's land and that kind of thing. And I can't tell. I've looked and looked. They say clean coal isn't clean, but then other people say it is. And this is the thing that I really find difficult with coal is it pollution or isn't? And I don't know.
Well, it's burning cleaner now than ever. I mean, you know, with all the resources we have, it's cleaner now than it's ever been. And nothing's perfect in this world, I'm sure. But if you don't have, you know, if they do take this away, what do you think the prices on natural gas are going to be?
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're going to jump.
So is that is that what they're threatening to do is to eliminate the coal industry?
Oh, that's exactly what's going on.
I want to hear it from Gary. Go ahead, Gary.
He said it himself, sir. He said, if you build these coal burning plants, we will bankrupt you. He said that. That's a quote from the president.
Wow.
I mean, I just want to get out of thoughts. I know you're honest, and I appreciate your thoughts on it, but maybe I just don't see us making it without it. But all the regulations make it really, really tough on a working man.
I heard you, brother, and I'm sorry to hear about that happening to you. I hope that you can continue on in your chosen field.
Well, the whole country, though, you set yourself. Electricity is you know, it's powered by coal. A lot of the United States is, and that affects you guys, too, and himself. I just don't think he realizes what he's doing.
Well, it's probably a political move. I mean, he probably, you know, has friends in different power industries or whatever who want to see coal punished. And that way there, as you pointed out, maybe natural gas would benefit as a result of that. But, yeah, what about the infrastructure? How will it change fast enough to accommodate the new regulations?
The people who are putting these regulations in place, the people who are going to, that are essentially paying to have this happen, those folks, they don't care if their electricity bill doubles. They're not the average guy, right?
That is a great thought. That's a great thought. And you think they even realize or know what the price of gas costs? They got a free gas card anyway.
Yep. Good thoughts, Gary. I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it. Tolf, and good luck, man. 855-450-FREE. It really has to be uncomfortable when the government sets its sights on your business and Apparently, they're setting their sights on the coal business right now, at least at the federal level. Of course, that's just one example. They're also likely setting their sights on all kinds of other businesses for other reasons. We talked about how they're attacking porn stars now for having bank accounts. I mean, so anything that the people in power don't like, they will legislate against, and the people that work for those industries be damned. They don't care about you. They don't care about your job. They don't care about your mortgage. They don't care about your family. They care about making political points and, you know, scoring votes.
At the same time, you would agree that if there is a something that that you burn and it releases particulate matter into the atmosphere and pollutes the air, that you're responsible for that, right?
You would be responsible, I think, if you were hurting people. Yeah, if you can prove that somebody is poisoning you or polluting the air that you're breathing and that you can show that it's their fault that you are sick.
That's what the other side's claim is, or at least they're valid, the most valid of their claims.
The claim is that coal is killing people is the idea?
Well, I don't know if it's killing people. Sick. It's polluting the atmosphere is the idea. Is that coal can't burn clean is the idea. Now, I don't know. I'm not an expert in this arena. I can't put a flag on either side of this issue because the people that argue these points, they argue them articulately. And, how is an individual to know? There's just some things that you can't know by going on the internet and taking a look. If you want to decide whether or not they're spraying things from the skies, from airplanes, and they're called chemtrails, you're not going to be able to find that out on the internet. If you want to find out whether or not 9/11 was an inside job, you can't go to the internet and find out the truth.
I don't know. I like having clean water. I like having clean air. No doubt about that. And I also like the idea of people who are polluting being able to be held responsible for their pollutants rather than being protected by the state in a lot of cases. Like, you know, the BP oil spill, basically the state protected BP from any significant amount of cleanup costs or anything like that. So while I appreciate a clean environment, at the same time, I also feel like the Earth, Mother Nature, is this really powerful thing and has a very good ability to clean itself on its own. And so I'm not really concerned with burning things very much because fire happens naturally. Whole forests will, catch a blaze naturally. It's a natural process of regrowth, if you will.
Can you imagine what forest fires look like before sort of the proliferation of man? With nobody putting these things out, they could have swept continents.
Yeah, and it's very important for forests to burn sometimes because of the whole regrowth process and what's done there. And that's not a bad thing. Sure, that's going to release smoke and soot and things like that into the air. How about volcanoes? I mean, you want to talk about making things pretty bad.
They're pretty dirty.
As the air is concerned.
They're about as dirty as they get.
Yeah, I mean, when a volcano erupts, that the ash goes a long, long way away from that volcano and makes things pretty uncomfortable in certain areas for people. I mean, look, that's not cool, but you can't do anything about it. And the Earth has managed to weather these things over time. Toll-free number is 855-453. So I can't say I'm too concerned about the continued burning of coal, especially if it's becoming cleaner over time, as our caller had suggested. More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is up next. And the father who's in trouble for not sending his daughter to government school. We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.